Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, Matthew 14, verses 28 through 33. That's our passage today. "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," Jesus said. And then Peter got down out of the boat, and he walked on the water, and he came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. And then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Don't be too hard on Peter. While the 11 sat in the boat, hanging on for dear life, Peter stood up and stepped out on the water. Peter and Jesus are the only two people who have ever walked on water. And Peter would have stayed on top had he kept his eyes on Jesus instead of looking around at the circumstances. Peter got out of the boat. Yeah, he failed. Yes, he lost his focus, and he even sank. And he cried out one of the shortest prayers in all of Scripture, three words, "Lord, save me." But it's okay to fail when you're trying to walk on water. It's okay to fail when you're demonstrating faith. It's okay to fail when you desire to walk with Jesus. It's not okay to be content just sitting in the boat. So let me ask you a personal question. Why are you so content to sit in the boat? The boat is a place of inaction. It's a place of fear. It's a place where you just hang on, a place for simply hanging out and hanging on. It's time to stretch yourself. Time to get out of the boat. Father, I'm tired of sitting in the boat. Give me courage to get up and get out. Give me courage to fail when I'm attempting great things for you. Help me out of the boat. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you'd like for us to pray for you, maybe to pray for that courage to get out of the boat, send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.